Lofus London Torah Way, Wednesday, the 7th of February, Chof Beis Shvat, Harav Nusan Maimon, Pasha Shkolim, Ador Purim.
Good morning. I apologize for my American English. Try to do the best we can to make things clear. This week, we're going to be learning Pasha Shkolim. And the Torah defines what the Mishnah and Beis HaMikdash were made of. We ask people, what was the Beis HaMikdash constructed from? And people say gold, wood. Is there one lowest common denominator that includes all the ingredients, all the components of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan? Anybody?
Material.
What's
Kavona?
Kavona, coming close. Excuse me?
Gold
was one of the ingredients.
Really
oh, the pasuk says, Kol nediv lev yivyeha es trumas Hashem. Every person who has a spirit of giving, a desire to give, a rotzon toiv, kol nediv lev yivyeha es trumas Hashem. One person expressed it in gold, another person in silver, another person in wood, but the Torah emphasizes that it's got to be nediv lev. The person has to be giving it because they want to give. They have a desire, a quality, a serious, honest desire to give. That's what the Mishkan was constructed from. That was the Beis HaMikdash was a composite, a conglomerate of all the good ritzonos of Klal Yisrael. Gathering together, taking all the goodwill of Klal Yisrael and gathering it in one building. And that's what made the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, so powerful. A place where our karbonos, our avodah, when we talk about our service to Hashem, the common denominator between all the things is l'rotzayim lefnei Hashem. If you take a look throughout the Torah, when it speaks about all the different sacrifices that were brought in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, all of our tefillos, it's all about rotzayim. This term rotzayim, which is an incredibly holy, deep word. We know, for example, when we celebrate Shabbos, Yom Tov, in our tefillah, in our Shmoneh Esrei, in our Kiddush, we say, Bi ahavo uverotzayim hinchilonu. Bi ahavo uverotzayim hinchaltonu. It's emphasized. We talk about an ace rotzayim. We talk about there are 168 hours in the week. And if you were to ask a Jew, when is the time in the week when the tefillah is most readily accepted by Hashem? Shabbos, Mincha. Shabbos, Mincha, we recite that line, that outstanding line, Va'ani sefilosi lecho Hashem, Eis Rotzayim. That this is an Eis Rotzayim, this is a time when Hashem's goodwill is at a peak. It's shining, Hashem's goodwill is at a peak, and hopefully our Rotzayim has been elevated because of the Kiddush of Shabbos. Because of the holiness of Shabbos and everything it means, it has elevated our desire for Hashem, our rotzayim to serve Hashem. Rosh Chodesh, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh Chodoshim la'amcha nasota, zman kapor, behiyoysam akrivim lefonecha, zivchei rotzayim. Again, didn't have to say that. It could have said, behiyoysam u'mir, zvachim. Sirim, it doesn't say that. It says, zivchei rotzayim. And it repeats it a second time in the Shemoneh Esrei, showing us the incredible emphasis on this term, Rotzayim. There are many people who you would ask them, that say, I want to do something. For example, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov was once having a discussion with one of his mechutanim. And he was told that two of his mechutanim both want to get Eretz Yisrael, and they were once speaking to each other, the two mechutanim, and one said, I really want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I want to go. I'd like to go. The other one said, what are you hacking a chaynik? Don't talk about it. You buy a ticket, and you go. You buy a ticket on a boat, and you go. Rabbi Nachman was told about this conversation, and he thought about it, and he smiled. And he said, the one who said he wants to go, he's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. The one who said, you just buy a ticket, and he didn't finish the sentence. He didn't want to say anything. And sure enough, later in life, the one who had said he wanted to go made it to Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about 200 years ago, when it wasn't like today, you buy a plane ticket, you sit down, you have glatt kosher meals and air conditioning. And look, in those days, it was a trip that took months and extreme difficulties. The one who said he wants to go was zeicha to go. The Gemara, everyone knows the famous statement in the Gemara, Ein davar oimei bifnei horatzon, that there is nothing that stands in the way of desire, goodwill. If a Jew really sincerely wants to do something, there's nothing in the world that can possibly stop them. This is what the Torah tells us. And in fact, Rabbi Nachman makes an interesting observation. We know that if we'd want to summarize the entire Torah, if we want to bring it down to its most basic component, what would it be? Excuse me? That's a very important rule in the Torah, correct. But there's a famous Gemara at the end of Makkos where the Gemara says that there were different tzaddikim who tried to shrink the Torah to its most basic components. The final one, Bo Chavakuk Hanovi Ve'emidon Alachas Ve'tzadik Be'emunoso Yichye. That Chavakuk Hanovi came along and he shrank the Torah to its most basic principle, Emuna. Ve'tzadik Be'emuna. A tzadik lives with Emuna, meaning Emuna alone can qualify a person to be called tzadik. If he has the right emuna, emuna b'shleimus. We know that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. That all the mitzvahs of the Torah are really a display of our faith in Hashem. We know the famous Ramban who says that if a person performs any of the mitzvahs of the Torah because he thinks it's a nice thing to do, he doesn't get credit, chas v'shon. A person, whether it's kibud avayim, whether it's giving stock or whatever it is, we're doing it mipnei shehatoyra omra, because Hashem said to do it. Proof is if Hashem would say not to do it, if Hashem would say that parents are required to stand up for their children, we would do it that way. Hashem laid it out this way. Hashem said that it's the children that are required to have respect for parents, so we follow the dictate, the guidance of Hashem. So the yisoy that's koilo the entire Torah is emuna. The opposite of emuna, complete rejection of emuna, is referred to as shmad. The term shmad is when a person chas v'sham lo aleinu makes a decision to disengage completely from Hashem, from the Torah, from Yiddishkeit, to convert out of the religion. That's called shmad, a meshumad. When Haman wanted to annihilate the Jewish people, the Torah uses the word lahashmid. Lahashmid, laharigalavi, to complete destruction. So the term shmad is the worst term that we could possibly use, the lowest that a yid could possibly fall in becoming distant from Hashem is shmad. The highest level that a Jew can attain in terms of dveikus to Hashem, connecting to Hashem, is Rotzayin. We mentioned it before. We said that if you look in the Torah, when it speaks about all of our karbonos, everything we're doing, it's all about l'rotzayin l'fnei Hashem. We want our mitzvos and ma'asim tovim to be accepted with goodwill by Hashem. And again, the highest, the Gemara makes a statement that if a Jew will come to Hashem and say, Hashem, I did something for you. I did a mitzvah, I served you. What did I do? I went out and spent $150 per mezuzah. I searched and got the best mezuzahs in the entire London. Muhudr min amuhudr, the best of the best. And I put 20 mezuzahs on my home. I have a nice size home, put 20 mezuzahs on my home. You could imagine what the expense was. Hashem says, who are you kidding? Who are you kidding? Which person put up mezuzahs before I gave them a home? You gave me mezuzahs, I gave you a house. Who owes who? You want to submit an invoice? You want to tell me I owe you? Who owes who? I owe you or you owe me? So in terms of doing for Hashem, we can't really do. We can't do something for Hashem. What we can do, what we can give to Hashem, is our rutzain, our desire. We want to serve Hashem. We want to please Hashem. That's something that cannot be taken away from a Jew. So we have on one pole, on the lowest end, we have shmad, which is the lowest level that a person could possibly reach, becoming distant from Hashem. And at the peak, we have something called ratzoin, which we said again, Shabbos Kodesh, which is called Tchila Lemikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is the holiest of all the Yom Tovim. It's the only one for which the penalty is skila, the most severe penalty. And the peak of Shabbos, Shabbos Mincha, is called Raiva Deraivan. The Zohar HaKadosh calls it Ratzayim Sheberitzayimus. So we see again, the peak of holiness is this term Ratzayim. The term Shmad, Shin Mem Dalet, is 344. The term Ratzayim, Reish Tzadik Vav Nun, is 346. In between 344 and 346, you have 345, which is Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya discusses the laws Hilchas Kivoid Rabbi, the respect for one's rabbi. And the question comes up, what do you mean one's rabbi? I have 35 Rabbonim. I have my first grade Rebbe, the one who taught me Aleph Beis, and my second grade Rebbe, and I have the Rebbe of the Shul, and I have the chief rabbi of the town. They're all my, which one is my Rebbe? Which one is the one which is called my Rebbe Muvhok, the one who I'm required to give the most respect? And the maskana of the Shulchan Aruch is, it's the one who teaches me Hashkofa, the one who teaches me Emuna in Hashem, who strengthens my faith and loyalty to Hashem. That's Rabbi Muvhok, that's the real Rebbe. So here again, when we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu's main mission for Klal Yisrael was, Hashem writes it clearly in the Torah, that when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the tachlis of Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, they saw Hashem, ro'asu shifcho alayam, mashalei ro'a Yecheskel ben Buzi, they saw Hashem. Seeing Hashem was supposed to strengthen their faith in Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoi. What people say, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. We know that when it comes to closeness to Hashem, kilo yirani odom v'choy, a person can't possibly really see Hashem. Whenever Hashem reveals Himself, when He pulls the curtain and He gives us a little bit of a view of the miracles, when He changes the teva and He shows that the world is not running on autopilot, there is somebody that's in control of everything going on, that strengthens our emunah in Hashem. That was Kriyas Yamsuf. And when it comes to Matan Torah, the Torah tells us, Hashem says, you want to know why we did all of this? All the fireworks, the special effects at Har Sinai, the thunder, the lightning, the koilas, all of this was so that Klal Yisrael will believe in me, Hashem says, v'gam becho ya'aminu la'olam, and they'll also believe in you eternally, forever. That was the tachlis of Matan Torah, is that Klal Yisrael should get to Shleimus Ha'emuna. We know the Gemara says, Lo Yichorva Yerushalayim ad Sheposka Mimenu Anshei Emuna, that the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the destruction of Yerushalayim, came as a result of a weakening, a lessening in Emuna. And the Pasuk says, Tovoi Toshuri Meirosh Emuna. Hashem says, you will come to see me, the Geula will come about, when there'll be an increase, a shleimus of emuna on the part of Klal Yisrael. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu is the bridge between Shmad and Ratzon. A tzaddik, on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, has to be one who's qualified and capable to take the Jew who is furthest away from Hashem. He's fallen into Shmad. He's disconnected from all Tariyak Mitzvahs. He's disconnected from the Torah, from Hashem, to take that person and elevate him, take him to the level of Ratzon, where he's, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Batel Ritzoncha Mepnei Ritzonai. That our mission in this world is to try to get to a level where a person asks you, what do you want? Do you want this? Do you want that? The answer is, I want what Hashem wants. I want whatever Hashem wants. I don't have any want. I want to identify, I want to study and learn what the Ratzon of Hashem is, and that's what I want. That's what I want. I want to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem b'shleimus as much as I possibly can. Rabbi Nachman makes a statement, Mi sheyesh loy emuna chayov chayim. That a Jew who has faith, his life is considered living. That's considered living. Because this person, when something good happens to them, they're happy. They're sameach. When chas v'shalom, something happens to them that they perceive to be not good, they believe. I believe that everything, kol man dovid rachmona letavu, whatever Hashem does is for my good. There must be a benefit in it. There must be something good about it. I believe that Hashem would never do anything to harm me, to hurt me, just like chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, when the person is being wheeled into an operation. And the person paid $25,000 to get this surgeon who's willing to amputate, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, amputate a hand or another part of the body to cut something out, to remove something. And the person is going in there willingly, pleaded to be accepted, to be able to receive the operation. A person who doesn't know what's going on says, crazy. We should shoot the people. They're cutting up people. These are murderers. They're cutting up people that... And a person knows that hopefully this is, it's not a destruction, it's a tikkun, it's a form of, it's a solution to it. This isn't the problem, this is the solution to the problem. The solution in certain cases is, chas v'shalom, that a person has to endure. The person has to endure pain or suffering. So too the Gemara tells us, the Torah tells us, that yisurin are memarkin avinoisav shalodom, that sometimes it comes to cleanse a person, that there are many different reasons why a person goes through the difficulties they do. When a person has emuna, their life is considered living. Without emuna, the person chas v'shalom, their life is not living. A celebration isn't a celebration, because again, celebrate. Shlomo HaMelech laughs in Koheles. Celebrate in this world. Person makes a party, this, that. 2 minutes later, next day, they forgot. You ask the person, do you remember the sushi or the bushi that you ate last week? You don't remember. Oh, it was so enjoyable. We had such a good time. And in minutes or in day, it's forgotten completely. If a person does not have emuna in life after death, and knowing that there are things I can do in this world that are eternal, where the reward for it, the benefits of it are eternal, then the pleasures of this world are silly. It's like children playing with toys. A child plays with a certain toy, then they get tired of it, then it means nothing to them, chas v'shalom. This is one of the reasons why the Mefarshim point out, we know that every word in the Torah is infinite. Hashem is infinite. The Torah is infinite. And in every word, there are shivim ponim, there were drushas, so much to be learned from it. The term machzis hashekel, in the shkolim that we give, the Torah tells us that each and every Jew was required to donate half a shekel, not a whole shekel, for many reasons. One of the reasons was for each and every one of us to be made aware that we are not sholem without a partner. The Torah says a person who is not married is called plag guf, half a body, half a person. The Torah says when it comes to the study of learning Torah, cherev al habadim v'noyalu, that a person who has the opportunity to learn with a partner, with a chavrusa, with a rebbe, and they choose, now I don't need anybody else, I can do it by myself, I can learn by myself. The Gemara says chayev misa. Cherev al habadim. There's a sword that hangs over those people who want to be alone. Venoyalu. The Gemara gives two interpretations on venoyalu. One interpretation is asher noyalnu v'asher chotonu, that they're committing a sin by learning Torah alone. When a person should be learning with a partner or rebbe, they're committing a sin. Or the Gemara says venoyalu means foolish, that they will not get the real benefit, the chachma, the seichel v'kedusha, the seichel hayosha that one is supposed to get from learning Torah. A person cannot get that by learning alone. It requires the interaction, two people interacting. So we see the incredible importance of the two in Klal Yisrael. The Torah begins with the capital B, the large bays of Bereshis, to emphasize that Yiddishkeit is about two, Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. It's about Ish ve'Isha. It's about Shemesh and the Levona. All these combinations of two. That's one aspect of the Machtzis HaShekel. And the Mefarshim also point out that the word Machtzis has a secret in it. The middle letter is the letter Tzadik. The letters that are close to the Tzadik on each side are Ches and Yud, Chai. The letters that are distant from the Tzadik are Mem Tov. If a Tzadik is the one who's teaching us Emuna, he's teaching us Emuna in Hashem. And if we say that a person who believes is living, that person is really living. And without faith, a person isn't really living. Then those who are zoche to get close to tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim are zoche to shine into them, to open their eyes and their hearts to real emuna in Hashem, that person's considered chai. And chas v'shalom, those people who don't recognize the significance, the importance of coming close to tzaddikim, then chas v'shalom, they're not really getting the true benefits of Torah and Tefillah. The Torah is called life. Eitz Chaim Hila Marzikimbo. The Torah Klal Yisrael said in last week's parsha, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber not, you speak to us. We cannot receive the Torah directly from Hashem without the assistance of Moshe Rabbeinu, without receiving it through the guidance of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's this concept, the Tzadik and the Chai and the Meis. We find during the time of Noach, for example, Hashem made a decision to destroy the entire world. Who was saved? Noach and those who were attached to him, those who were close to him, his wife, his children, this, that. Their kesher to Noach HaTzadik was enough to allow for them to be saved at a time when Hashem decided to destroy the entire world. We see the other examples of Moshe Rabbeinu. We see the case of the Meraglim, for example. Each one of the Shvatim was asked to pick one of their finest to send on this mission. These commandos that were being sent to Eretz Yisrael to check out the land on behalf of Klal Yisrael. 10 of them failed, 2 succeeded. What was the difference between the 10 and the 2? Was it how many Gemaras they learned? Was it they had larger tzitzis? They put on 3 pairs of tefillin. The Torah says one item specifically about Yehoshua and Kolev, that what saved Yehoshua was his closeness to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehoshua ben Nun na'ar lo yomish mitoich ha'oil. He had an inseparable bond with Moshe Rabbeinu to such an extent that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days, Yehoshua was waiting at the mountain for him to come down. Person today, you tell somebody your Rav is going away for 40 minutes, I think you'd have to search far to find somebody who would say, okay, I'll wait, I'll just wait. What do you mean I'll just wait? I have a life. I have things to do. I have to get on with my life. Here, Yehoshua seemed to be acting in such a childish, immature type of manner. To say, I'm going to hang out, I'm going to wait for 40 days, he laughed all the way to the bank. The rest of Klal Yisrael was involved in an Egel HaZohov, including Aharon HaKohen, and Yehoshua wasn't. Yehoshua was excluded from the Egel HaZohov. Why? Because he was with his Rebbe, he was with Moshe Rabbeinu, he was waiting there. Kolev ben Yefune was also a tzaddik in his own right, yet no two people are alike. He didn't have the same relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu as Yehoshua. The Torah tells us he did the next best thing. He showed respect for tzaddikim. He went to attach himself to tzaddikim. He went to the Me'oras HaMachpelah. He put his life in danger. Just like today, going to Hebron involves an element of sakana. A person has to be very careful. The Torah tells us that at that time, Hebron was a mokim sakana. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, how is he allowed to do it? There's a rule in the Torah. You're not allowed to put yourself, a Jew's not allowed to go to a mokim sakana. The Zohar HaKadosh says he understood that going to Hebron was dangerous. Not going to Hebron was more dangerous. He understood that he needed the assistance, he needed the schus, the merit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to be able to help him to be zeche, to be saved from Atzas Meraglim. These two were saved, these two succeeded, the others failed. The other 10 brought death to Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islam. They brought us Tisha B'Av, they brought Churban Beis HaMikdash, the first, the second, World War I, which began on Tisha B'Av. And these two, the Torah says, Choyu, they were like, why? Their Emuna. Yoshua's Emuna and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Emuna that Kolei Ben Yifuna displayed in the Avos HaKadoshim. This is our saving grace. We should be zeuch at this point in time. We know that Parsha Shkolim is the beginning of a path that leads to Purim, that leads to Pesach. Each one of our geulos, it's brought as a pasuk, ve'af gam zois b'hiyosam beretz oyveihem. Even then, when Klal Yisrael finds ourselves in the lands of our enemies, loy ma'astim v'loy galtim, Hashem says, I will not reject them. It's brought that the term gam is marames to the Shechina Kedoshah, represents that Hashem says, I will also be with you. The term gam also tells us each one of our geulois, each one of the geulois that Klal Yisrael experienced was always marumas and gam. The geulas Mitzrayim is called geulas Moshe. The geula on Hanukkah from the Yevonim, geulas Matisyahu. The geula of Purim, the geula of Mordechai the Esther. The geula that we're waiting for now is the geula of Moshiach and David. Moshiach, whose name the Gemara says is Menachem ben Amiel. We should be zeicher by strengthening our faith in Hashem, our faith in Tzadikim, that Hashem should have rachmanis on us and put an end to the kolos, the pain, the suffering of all of Klal Yisrael. Be zeicher to see the geula shleimah b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.
Amen. I think we're going to have a conversation.